So what we're going to do is we are going to actually now do a gremlin release process. And I want to set the stage and manage your expectations. This is a tool. It is not a one and done. That gremlin, girl, it's been working you for years, and it is not going to go away without a fight. Bottom line is, from this moment forward, you get to say, gremlin, I don't need you anymore, right? All the energy that you have been stealing from my life is ending. And I'm going to take that same amount of energy, and I'm going to give you a new job. And together we're going to move toward our vision. Because if you harness the power of the energy that right now the gremlin has been stealing from your life and you put it towards doubling down on your dream, right, then there's so much possibility. Because I know that in other areas of your life, you harness that energy and you make shit happen. So in order to do this experience, it's a closed eye experience. So what you want to be able to do is, if you cannot do it live right now, then you are definitely going to want to listen to this recording in a place where you can do a closed eye experience. And I want you to also understand that this is a tool that you do not need the sacred voice of Marnie to do. You can do this on your own once you hear it, once you experience, and once you learn it. So that said, what you're going to do now, if you can, is you are going to really connect into the journaling that you did yesterday, to the pain that you've suffered as a result of this. For any of you who are listening to this recording later, this is a process, right? So if you come to the gremlin release phase and you have not done reveal, right, you haven't done the pages that you need to do, which would be pages, and I'm just wanting to be really specific here, the gremlin reflection exercise that's in your workbook. If you haven't done most of the what we'll call day one retreat experiences, this will not be as poignant for you. So you want to make sure that you respect the process, and I will say this a million times, this process has a beginning and a middle and an end, and then you rinse and repeat. So I want you to close your eyes and take a deep breath. And I want you to tune in to that gremlin. And notice your gremlin. And for some of you, you've already submitted your gremlin. You've created it. You have an image of it. So it's important that you really just consider that gremlin and notice all the beliefs that have come into your awareness. And start to listen. What does the gremlin say to you? What are the bullshit messages that you're not enough and you can't do it and you don't deserve it? You're not smart enough and you're not thin enough, or you're too much or you're too little. You don't deserve it. Just consider all the beliefs that have come into your awareness, but the gremlin is trying to hold you back from having the life that you deserve. What's it saying? And where does this voice live in your body? Is it in your throat? Is it behind you in your shoulder? Is it in your heart? In your chest? In your abdomen? Just notice. And right now, grab hold of that gremlin energy with both hands on your body and dial up the words the gremlin uses
to sabotage you, to hold you back. Just turn up that voice in your head 10% till it feels so loud that you just can't take it anymore. And on the count of three, you're going to rip that gremlin energy right out of you. One, two, three, and rip it out. And now hold out that gremlin in front of you. And it might not look anymore like the gremlin that you made. It might just be a scent or a color or an image or a texture. Maybe it's sharp and pointy or slimy and cold. Maybe it's so hot that you can barely stand it. But just notice. Notice what that gremlin energy looks like. Whatever you see, just notice it there. If you're listening live, know that you're all on mute and no one can hear you. So what you're going to do now is with your voice fully expressed, you are going to speak out loud and tell your gremlin, I now know what you do to me. I refuse to be controlled by you any longer. So tell this gremlin right now that you're not going to succumb to all the bullshit that it tells you. And tell that gremlin, I know your voice. You're not me. You're just there to keep me safe and stuck. And use your own words and tell your gremlin that you are done allowing your life to be controlled by this vicious energy. And when you are good and done telling your gremlin who's in charge of your life, throw that gremlin on the floor right now and give it a good stomping. That's it. That's right. Just stomp it. Stomp it. And say out loud strongly, I'm taking back my power, gremlin. Tell your gremlin as full voice as you can, I am alive. I know I'm going to make mistakes, but I am claiming my life. I am saying yes to my life, to my vision, to my dream, to my desire, because I am important, and I know that I get to have what it is that I desire. And that's right. Just keep stomping it until you feel like that gremlin is now under your control. And keep stomping it until you feel like that gremlin energy starts to dissipate. And you might need to keep stomping it. Whatever emotion is coming up, that's okay. That's good because you're finally taking back control of that gremlin who's run your life for so long. And now call to mind that belief that you identified in day one of this training that is impacting your ability to find love. That belief that you so desperately want to transform, to transmit, to transmute into something loving so that you can use that energy for your dreams. So call that belief to mind. And right now, I want you to imagine that belief on the floor, too. It's right there. It's trying to resurrect that gremlin, but you're taking control of your life. So on the count of three, you're going to begin stomping on that belief and squishing it with your feet as hard as you can. One, two, three, and tell that belief, no, no, this is not going to be in my life. Tell that belief, I'm drawing the line here. These beliefs are not me. They were there to keep me alive when I was a child. Tell those beliefs, I don't need them anymore. Today I am choosing aliveness. I am choosing authenticity. I am choosing to be empowered. I am taking back control of my life because I am lovable. I am enough, and I am absolutely capable of having a loving relationship. So stomp out that belief until you feel complete and tell that belief whatever it is that you need to say out loud until you feel that you have taken back control of those beliefs and that gremlin. And if you notice that gremlin starting to come back to life, give it a good stomp. You can even shoot it with lasers if you need to. Whatever it is, make sure that the belief and that gremlin are done. And when you feel complete, take a deep breath. And now you see that the universal source, divine, spirit, whatever it is that you call it, it comes in and it sweeps away any remains or dust or bits of your gremlin and your belief. And throws everything into an incinerator. And you can say out loud, thank you, universe, thank you, source, thank you, God, whatever it is that you would say for handling this. And take another deep cleansing breath. And place your hands over your heart space. And connect now to your authentic, unpatterned, unblocked, unmasked, beautiful self. And call to mind now some of the beautiful, authentic qualities of your authentic self. And now speak those qualities out loud. And it might sound like funny, smart, witty, generous, loyal, caring, connection with other people, a good listener, a good parent, a good friend. All the qualities, speak them aloud and breathe into your heart self-love and self-compassion. And continue to speak these words of appreciation and self-love and self-acceptance until you feel complete. And when you feel complete, being present to your feelings and to the room around you, gently open your eyes. And in your workbook, you're going to go back to the page which you jotted down your self-appreciation and your gratitude, and you're going to add to that list some things that came up in this experience today. What are a few things you appreciate about yourself? What are those qualities? What are some things that you're grateful for in your life? As you put your hand back on your heart, begin to breathe through your heart. And connect into this feeling of empowerment, of groundedness. Being a powerful woman who can create any desire.